Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking this week about living with courageous discernment, that ability to see beyond the surface distractions. To understand the difference between good and best, to go beyond simply seeing the difference between bad and good, but to discern more accurately what is really best. And we find that by, spending time in God's Word, by gazing deeply into the things that He's taught us. Today we're going to focus on discernment that leads to wise instruction. And it's kind of a double-sided coin in a sense. Not only does pursuing and living with discernment lead us to find wise instruction, it also leads us to give wise instruction. Proverbs 16:21 says, "The wise in heart are called discerning, and pleasant words promote instruction." I love the pairing there of discernment, of pleasant words, and instruction. And those who are wise at heart, God says, are discerning. And when we ask God for wisdom, when we live with the wisdom that God gives us, we're able to more accurately discern the reality of situations, of things we see, of things we hear, of things we experience. It's learning to inquire of God. It's learning to seek His counsel, His wisdom. And we do that as we spend time gazing into His Word, of meditating upon Scripture. We do that when we spend time listening to those who have experience living according to God's Word. We do that when we read stories of people, whether biblical characters or historical characters, that pursued God. And it's not always the stories that would be the first that we would want someone else to know. Sometimes we learn that wisdom, we learn that discernment by seeing the failures of ourselves, of seeing the failures of others, and realizing how God equipped them and empowered them to overcome. We gain wisdom by realizing the depth of sin that David committed. And we read that and are aware of that in the context of the depth of his repentance and sorrow, and the depth of God's forgiveness and restoration. See, we need the whole picture in order to live with a wisdom that promotes instruction. And one of the difficulties of using God's Word to prove our point is it rarely promotes instruction when we do it that way. Instead, it promotes division. It's pretty easy to use a concordance or a Bible, an online search tool or an app search tool, and come up with a verse that will seem to support almost anything that I want to promote, almost any opinion that I want to hold to. I can justify in my own mind about anything that I want using Scripture. It wouldn't necessarily be accurate, it wouldn't be wise, it wouldn't be truthful. But to pull out a verse and say, we can't do this or we have to do that because God said so, isn't always discerning. We must be aware of the context. We must be aware of the story of the Bible. And when we come to God for wisdom, we find contained in His Word the ability to be wise, the ability to be discerning. And part of that discernment is learning how to interact with others. He says, pleasant words promote instruction. When we calm down, when we step back, when we lower our tone, when we change our body language, when we speak more softly, people are more likely to listen. And there's times where people are just resistant and they have no interest in instruction, and there are times those people are us. But overall, the truth of God's Word, the principles contained within the book of Proverbs, and specifically in the one that we read this morning, are accurate. They're true. Pleasant words go a lot further in promoting instruction than angry words, than harsh words, than loud and obnoxious words. And wisdom helps us to discern the difference. Because sometimes we use words that aren't pleasant and we don't even realize it. Perhaps we're not familiar with the context or the culture of the person that we're speaking to, of the situation that we're in. And there are times, I believe, that we need those abrupt words. When we see a child, and it's our child, heading toward the street and in traffic, we ought to be very abrupt, very direct, very forceful in commanding them to stop. And sometimes in life and in our interactions with others, there is a purpose behind those forceful words. But that doesn't really instruct anyone. It simply gets their attention. It protects them. It brings an end, hopefully, if they respond to a dangerous situation. It's what happens after that. And I've seen situations where that initial abruptness continues in berating a person or a child for what they had done. Rather than calming ourselves down, calming them down, and using pleasant words to instruct, to explain why there was such a harshness in your voice, why there was such an abruptness in the command. And when you follow that up with that choice, with the wisdom, with that discernment to use pleasant words, then the instruction can take place. Then we can explain that our love desires that they not be harmed. And when we live life seeking God and we live life seeking His wisdom through His Word, we learn. God also says a gentle answer turns away wrath. And it's that gentleness, it's that pleasantness that helps us to be not only instructed, but it helps us to be instructors. When we share God's word, how does it come across? I know what our answer typically would be is truthful. But how does it come across to others from their perspective? It still needs to be truthful. But does it come across as pleasant or as harsh? As instructional or as condemning? You see, God's word says the wise in heart are discerning. We pay attention beyond the surface. God says that He looks at the heart. He doesn't judge others. He doesn't judge us by the outward appearance, by how well we're able to clean up the surface. And sometimes we deal with people who have not yet been able to clean up the surface very well. And the wise in heart will be discerning so that we can see beyond that into the heart. The heart that wants to be forgiven, the heart that wants to change, the heart that's in process. And when we begin to see the potential, we begin to learn to use pleasant words that promote instruction. And we begin to see God's word as those pleasant words which instruct us. As we pray today, I continue to ask that we lift up my good friend and co-worker, David. He'll begin the 3 weeks of appointments and consultations and everything involved in what he's going through at Mayo Clinic this morning. And so I'll be asking you to pray for him every day while he's there. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us, according to your word, everything that's needed for righteousness. Your word contains what's needed for instruction, for reproof, for correction, for training in all things that lead to righteousness. And so God, today I pray that we would have this courageous discernment that leads to wise instruction. We would seek wisdom from you so that we could gain discernment, so that we could grow as discerning people. And as part of that discernment, we would be able to understand more accurately how we use words. I pray that we would have wisdom and discernment in the way we use words, not just in what the words are, but in how they're used. So that we would use pleasant words that promote instruction, that we would receive pleasant words that promote instruction in our own life. God, today as we live and as we encounter people and situations, some which may be pleasant, some may be very unpleasant, may in the midst of each situation, may we find wisdom from you, may we inquire of you what is good and right. And may we be discerning so that whether the situation is positive or negative or somewhere in between, that our words within it would help people to learn how to react differently, learn how to pursue you more fully, learn how to get along, learn how to serve and help and love one another. Father, I pray that you would help us to have that wisdom so that our words would build up your body. That as we gather with others who believe in you, who worship you, who have put their faith in you through Jesus, that we would grow in that discernment that is pleasant, that leads to each one of us being instructed, to each one of us growing and being more and more like Christ. Father, today I do continue to pray for my friend and co-worker David. I pray that his start today would be useful and helpful, and that the anxiety and any fear of what's to come would melt away as you hold him close. I pray that all that would see him, that all that are involved in the testing and the diagnostics and the consultations would be filled with great wisdom. That the information they're able to obtain would be passed along with pleasant words. It would be good instruction. Father, bring healing to his mind and his body and the whole neurological system that seems at war. And Father, as we consider what that looks like, I look at our world and our country and the communities that we live in and the perception that the battle of spiritual forces is going on around us in such a way that it's a mess. And people are confused about who to listen to or whether they ought to listen to anyone. And Father, in the midst of all of that, I pray that you would lead each one of us that are your children, that are called by your name, to a discerning life that promotes instruction through pleasant words, through the wisdom that comes from your word. And Father, as we live with such courageous discernment, may we be very mindful of lifting up Jesus on purpose. In all that we do, may he be lifted up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.